Well, hey guys, good morning. How are you doing? I hope you have had a great 24 hours. I've really enjoyed our fasting time together. It's been difficult at times, but I truly believe that breakthrough is coming. And so many of you have reached out to me. It's so great to hear your stories and your testimony. So please let me know what God's doing in your life. That's part of what we do as a body. That's why it's called a corporate fast. We're fasting together corporately for revival in our nation and in our homes and in our hearts. But we also want to hold each other accountable, and I want to know what you're fasting for. So I'd love to hear the miracles in your life. Well, before we get into today's study, I want to give you some good news. I did a little research yesterday, just out of curiosity, on the benefits of fasting. I want you to know that there's actually benefits other than spiritual and other than supernatural to fasting. Do you know that there's actually physical benefits to fasting, to going without food, to letting your body reset? And it's something hard for most of us. As I said at the beginning of our time together, there are those who practice intermittent fasting because they know the benefits of it. But I want to give those to you today just to start off with a word of encouragement. First of all, decreased blood sugar. So you really are learning to regulate your blood sugar through this fast, and that's a very healthy thing. It fights inflammation. So by suppressing the foods in your body and fasting from certain foods in your body, you actually are fighting inflammation. Heart health and cholesterol, those are good things. I'm just trying to give you some good news here, just trying to show you what happens to your physical body when you do fast. And then it actually boosts brain activity. I thought that was really interesting because your body goes into more of a ketone type of analysis, I guess you'd call it, and your body is actually reboosting and rethinking, and your brain is stimulated, so that's a really good thing. And then it boosts your metabolism. So I thought, gosh, you better hear some good news with this fast, other than the spiritual breakthrough that's obviously awesome that we're going through. But what are some physical things? So remember, as you push through this fast, remember as you're abstaining from certain foods, that there are actually healthy things happening to your body. Well, I want to get into day 13, and this is one of my favorite passages. It's a name you might not be familiar with. Most of us aren't. And the name is Jehovah Sabaoth. Jehovah Sabaoth. And it actually means Lord of Hosts or Army of Angels. Lord of Hosts or Army of Angels. And I love this picture because we all know that we're surrounded, the Bible says, by a cloud of witnesses. We know that. But do you know that you're surrounded by an army of angels? Do you realize that Jehovah Sabaoth is around you? That there are angels, there are literally hosts of spiritual beings that are protecting you and guiding you. And I want you to know that because I want you to feel encouraged today on your fast. You are not alone. You are never alone. Because the Lord Jehovah Sabaoth is with you. We pick up this story actually in Samuel. If you know anything about this particular story, there was a man, and his name was Elkanah, and he was an interesting man. The Bible says he had two wives, and we don't know why he had two wives. One had children, and one did not. One's wife was Peneh, and the other was Hannah. And both of the wives loved their husband, and he loved them. Matter of fact, he loved them so much that the Bible said that he went and he did sacrifice for them, and he gave an offering for them. Now, here's what's so cool. And unless you take time to read the scripture, you might miss it. Our verse right here says, this man went up to the city early to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of Hosts in Shiloh. That is actually the word Jehovah Sabaoth. Jehovah Sabaoth. And it's so interesting because that is Lord of Hosts. Now, this tells me that he must have had a supernatural encounter. There had to be something that he was able to call out to God. He had to have sometime seen a host of angels around him. There was a heavenly host of beings around him, angelic beings. And when he went to worship and he went to make his sacrifice and he went to make his offering, he had this encounter, and that's who he made his offering to. Now, I want us to stop right now, and obviously you're going to read through this passage, but I want you to ask yourself right now, have I encountered Jehovah Sabaoth? Have I encountered the Lord of Hosts? Have I felt the multitude of angels, of heavenly hosts, the armies of angels around me? Have you ever been in a very dark area, a dark climate, a dark place, and you just felt a demonic oppression around you? You just knew it was dark. And as you moved out of that place, or maybe you moved closer into an encounter with God, you literally felt the atmosphere shift. I think we've all had those encounters where you can feel atmospheric presence, both demonic and supernatural. Well, I'm telling you what, there are an army of angels. There is a cloud of witnesses. There is Jehovah Sabaoth that is there with you. And when you press into these moments where you feel the covering, you feel the presence of this Jehovah all around you, you will encounter supernatural spiritual strength. And that's what we want to talk about here. Not only did Elkanah have this encounter, but his wife Hannah too. Now we're going to read a little bit about her again tomorrow, but I want you to see this passage right here, because the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 1:11 that Hannah was praying. Now not only was her husband praying, but she was praying. And we're going to find out in our story today that she was praying and crying out to God because she was barren. She could not have children. His other wife had several children and she had none, and her heart was broken. Now, stay with me. You know when your heart is broken over something you desperately desire and you desperately want, and it seems like God's given favor and blessings to everybody but you, and you're just like, God, where are you right now? Where are you right now? And she came to a place of prayer. Matter of fact, the priest Eli was there. And she begins to pray. Everything from her comes out. From her soul, she's praying out. And here's what she tells us right here. She says she made a vow to the Lord of hosts. You see, she encountered this Jehovah Sabaoth as well. She had an encounter with the army of angels. And she was crying out and she was praying. And Eli the priest heard her. And he looked at her and he said, I hear your heart. I hear your prayer. Your prayer has been answered. God is waiting for us to open our mouth, to open our hearts, to plea, to bring our fast before Him and ask Him to do something supernatural. You are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses. You know, this reminds me of a story, and maybe you've heard of the passage. It's actually in 2 Kings, and this is with the prophet Elijah. And Elisha was so empowered by the Spirit of God, he saw with his eyes supernatural things. And the armies were all surrounding him and the tribe and the people. And his servant looked at him and he said, oh, Elisha, Elisha, they are after us. They're going to kill us. And Elijah stops and he says, oh, Lord of hosts, open his eyes and let him see the army of angels. Do you know, oh, if we would open our eyes, that we could literally see the supernatural army of angels all around us? I believe that literally there's armies of angels around us every day. That is the name of God we talk about today. That is Jehovah Sabaoth. That is our God, our host of angels. I want you to know that that God loves you. He watches over you. He protects you. He leads you and He guides you. Make sure you understand that name and press in to that Hebrew name of God. Today in our time of fasting, I want to share with you a passage that's actually in the book of Joel. Now, if you know anything about this tiny little book, it's a prophetic book. There's only three short little chapters, but it's amazing what's happening. They have turned away from God. Israel has turned away from God, and God has sent locusts to them, the swarming locust and the gnawing locust, and literally the locusts have come on this group of people and eaten everything they have. They are starving to death. There's nothing there for them. They know that God has brought judgment. They know that God is holding them accountable and He's calling them to repentance. And that's what our fast is for today. Now stay with me. This is so important. This is for you and me today. God is calling us to repentance. We need to repent as a nation. Just like Joel needed to repent as a nation, we need to repent as a nation. God is, I believe, testing us right now. We may not have the swarming and the locusts that are eating everything right now, but I'm telling you what, God is sending judgment. I believe it, and it's time for the church to rise up and wake up. It's so powerful what God is doing here. You know, it's interesting, in this particular book of Joel, many of us use this verse, and it says that God will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And that was a promise that Joel came if they repented, if they turned from their ways, if they began to seek God and repent. And I'm telling you right now, in today's passage, I want you to encounter Jehovah Sabaoth. I want you to repent of anything God lays on your heart. You may not even know what it is until you press in and you allow God to speak to you and show you your heart. We need to repent as a nation. We need to repent as people. We need to come to God and say, God, we want your blessings. Will you restore unto us the joy of our salvation? Will you restore unto us? He says he will restore the years the locusts have eaten. God wants to bring blessings. He wants to bring abundance. Here's the three things that the book of Joel says. Return to me. I will restore you. And then I love this last one. This is actually a prophetic word that Peter talked about in Acts when he said, this is the day that Joel talked about. Joel is a prophetic book that literally lays the groundwork for the book of Acts when Peter is saying, this is the day of Pentecost. This is what Joel talked about. God wants to do a supernatural work. He wants to bring a prophetic revival, not only to our country, but to the world. Would you join me in praying that the Lord of hosts, that the army of angels, Jehovah Sabaoth, will come to you and do a mighty, mighty work in you. Make sure you go over your discussion questions today. Take time to read over every question, and then join me in our prayer together. Oh, dear Jehovah Sabaoth, I trust you as my Lord of armies. I believe I am surrounded and protected by your loving arms. Today, I bring my request to you, and I believe by faith that you have heard me and will answer me. God hears us. God knows us. We are surrounded by his army of angels. He is the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, guys, we're on day 13. Stay strong. We have a few days left in this fast. I believe God's doing supernatural things. I believe he wants to bring a universal revival. I believe he wants to bring a national revival. I believe he wants to wake us up. He wants to do something very tender in our hearts. So I want to encourage you to take time today as you fast to not only abstain from food, but press into the things of God. Pray, praise, believe, and ask God to do an amazing work in your life. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.